This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad. We've had a crazy week. We're recapping it all and breaking even more news.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The legislature and the governor have attempted to do exactly that by creating a statute which sets out reasons that women cannot get abortions.
This is comprehensive pro-life legislation that expands the information that expectant mothers receive and also provides additional protections for the unborn. I was pleased to sign it.
So let's have Chairman Chaffetz get to the bottom of this. Maybe the American people do want to actually understand the Republican false narrative about the Iran deal. What Mr. Rhodes has said about the Iran deal, what the President of the United States has said about the Iran deal, has come true. Our critics said that Iran would never go along with an agreement. They did. They signed on the dotted line. Our critics said that there would never be a way to verify that Iran would live up to the terms of the agreement. We know they did. And our critics said, and I just recited many of them, that Iran would get, as Steve Scalise, who could also testify, said that Iran would get hundreds of billions of dollars in sanctions relief. That's false. That's not true. I don't know whether our critics were just wildly misinformed, mistaken, or lying, but if Republicans are interested in getting to the bottom of this, then they should just swear in some members of their own conference and figure it out.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Have you all gotten to the bottom of the glitch in the video?
So we continue to take a look at it. We take this seriously. What we're doing is not only reviewing what happened in the past, but also ensuring that we can guarantee that transparency going forward. So we're in discussions now. I don't have a final readout to give you guys.
Is it still your view, as it was yesterday, that it was a glitch?
I can't speak to what happened. I'm not at that point yet.
I know, but yesterday and the day before, yeah. You told us it was a glitch, and I'm wondering if that's still your view.
It's still my view right now. But again, we continue to take a look at it. We take it seriously.
And now, your host,
Logan Sekulow. That's me. I'm hosting today. I like it, just leaves it ambiguous. Now, your host, you can fill in the blank. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad, and we're going to have a fun Friday today. We're talking, obviously, about a lot of topics. If you just listened to that intro, we touched a bit of everything. The glitch, we touched the new abortion laws going into effect, Iran deal. And you know what? The phone lines are open right now for you guys to get your voice heard today. 1-800-684-3110. Give me a call. Than Bennett is here. Will Haynes in the studio as well. And we're going to be taking your calls and comments on Facebook, Periscope, and all sorts of social media outlets right now. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Now, we had some breaking news that came out when it comes to the glitch situation. They kind of walked it back a little bit, but still saying, as of now, they believe that miraculous 6 minutes of video that was properly edited out by a proper editor was just a glitch, just some sort of computer error. And we know for a fact that that cannot be true. We're also talking about the Indiana abortion law that essentially says it limits abortions. It says you cannot have an abortion if you're a child due to race, gender.
Or disability.
Or special needs. As a father of twin girls who were born 6 weeks early, extremely high-risk pregnancy, this is something I definitely hits home for us as we saw people go in and out of these situations less than 8 months of pregnancy for us. I know Than has had similar situations with his child, so we know a little bit about dealing with kids who may need a little bit extra help. But we're going to be taking all those questions and comments. Again, the phone lines are jammed. It's shocking to see how quickly they lit up. And I'm curious to see what you guys are going to talk about. It should be pretty interesting. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. You can also watch and interact on Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope, be a part of that conversation too. Search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting a television-style feed on ACLJ.org. And this show is archived each and every day on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, the ACLJ app for iPhone, iPad, Roku, and Apple TV. We're also going to be joined by a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Mr. Butch Hartman, who, if you don't know that name, you may not have kids in the right demographic, but he is the creator of the now 15-year-strong show, The Fairly Odd Parents, on Nickelodeon. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's difficult to imagine anyone advocating to kill babies with disabilities. But that's exactly what's happening in one state. The state of Indiana has passed a common sense pro-life law, outlawing selective abortions. Killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities, or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. That's right, now Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion ACLU are suing Indiana in federal court to stop this pro-life law. As you know, the ACLJ is front and center in defending life. We're working in Congress and in multiple federal courts to expose and stop the horrific murder and sale of aborted babies' body parts. Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Don't have all the questions. There you go. It's Will Haynes picking music today. Executive producer, that's a little off kilter. One of our buddies, good friends. It's very nice of to hear some nice Celtic rock here on Friday the 13th. And, you know, it does feel like an interesting Friday the 13th. We talk about all these interesting topics that have come up this week and all the breaking news. And Will and Than, you know, for those maybe, okay, look, it's Friday. You know, some of you guys taking your lunch break now or, you know, I don't know when this is. You're hearing it throughout the day. But you may not know what we're talking about when I mention things like the glitch or the new Indiana law. But let's maybe have Than, can you kind of explain, folks? Let's start with the glitch. What are we referring to?
The glitch is an issue that came up back in 2013 originally when James Rosen from Fox News was questioning the State Department, specifically the spokesman Victoria Nuland, about whether or not there were talks happening with the Iranian regime, specifically if they started when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was still the president of Iran. And at that point, he was told no. Fast forward later in the year, he then asked the new State Department spokesman, Jen Psaki, whether or not it had become a habit of the federal government to lie to the press when asked a direct question like that, because in the intervening period, it became clear that those talks had indeed been happening. Jen Psaki said that there were times when, yes, they had to keep those kind of conversations secret. But here's the glitch that happened. That video, that questioning of Jen Psaki, then disappeared off the State Department website. And when he went back to question them just a few weeks ago about this, they claimed it was a glitch. And I think you can probably step in here, Logan, and explain it was not a glitch. It was an edit.
Right. We have examples of that. If you're watching on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org, you can actually see, we can show you what that was. And it was a white flash edit. Most of you know what that is. If you've been watching the news or pieces, you've ever seen something that just signifies a, you know, movement in time. So you're talking about something, the full screen goes white for a quarter second, comes back down. It essentially says, this is an edit. So not only is it not a glitch, you know, a glitch would be, let's say it's a jump cut even, where it just, and you go, goes to the next part. This is someone went in, made a nice meticulous cut, like a surgeon, and went in there and did it. Will.
Yeah, I've got a comment here from the Eric Wimple blog at the Washington Post. And he says, the Eric Wimple blog pledges to keep reporting on this incident because there's no downside here. Either this is the most fantastic, once-in-a-lifetime, surgical, white-flashing, history-expunging glitch, or it's the most Mickey Mouse ineffective government conspiracy of all time.
you know, the last part maybe going a little far. I don't know if it's the biggest conspiracy of all time, but it is.
You just meant ineffective.
Ineffective, absolutely.
Most ineffective.
It's ridiculous. Folks, a lot of lines have opened up because a lot of people are calling on the same topic. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of people are, this just came in from Teresa. I believe it was an edit, not a glitch. That was from Teresa. Teresa, this is what I have to say to that. Don't believe it was. I mean, you can believe it was with all your heart, but there's no evidence to the contrary. It's not like there can really be another side of that opinion. They could say, yeah, it glitched. We went in and edited it, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying what we saw in that video was just purely how it ended up straight from the camera, plugged it in, you know, dropped the file into YouTube, and for some reason, there's a white flash edit in the middle of it. Don't know how that could have happened. And we do have some clips from those interchanges. Let's go to that bite 42.
Is it still your view, as it was yesterday, that it was a glitch?
You know, at this stage, we know, and as Fox News pointed out, you know, that there was there were minutes missing on that. As soon as we found out, we flipped it over. As I said before, the transcript was available. The video was available on other U.S. government platforms. I can't speak to what happened. I'm not at that point yet.
I know, but yesterday and the day before, you told us it was a glitch, and I'm wondering if that's still your view.
It's still my view right now. So, but again, we continue to take a look at it. We take it seriously.
It's still her view right now, because I believe she even knows that it's getting to the point of ridiculousness, that there's no way that her view is the correct view. It's just the truth, folks. It's nothing more than that. And a lot of you are calling in with comments, and a lot of people are posting on Facebook with comments. You know, this came in, no glitch. Deliberate deletion. That's from Joanne. You know, all these people are chiming in with this. Glitch means edit. Didn't you know that? That's from Stephanie. People have had it. What? Someone just said, he said that China maybe hacked them and did that. Did Than say that?
Than did say that.
Dan, I'm blaming you on that one. That is, you know, you do hear those type of things. You know, who knows what it could have been? Well, what it could have been is someone went in and edited the video. There's nothing around it. That's all it could be. And let's go to a call that maybe I believe has something to do with it. Well, probably not. Let's just go ahead and take a call, though, anyway. Van is calling from New Mexico. Van, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Van the man, go ahead.
I just have a question for you. Who has the power to bring seditious conspiracy charges against Obama while he's in office for willful neglect to enforce federal law, as well as aiding and abetting millions of known illegal immigrant criminals?
All right, Van. I don't know if I definitely necessarily have the answer to that. I'm going to pitch it to Than, because Than, fill in the blank.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as Van just went, but I would say this week, actually, Logan brought us a big indication of there are ways to hold this president in check. I mean, just this week, there was a circuit court that ruled a very big defeat on Obamacare, because I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but essentially there were subsidies put forward in Obamacare that allowed insurance policies to be subsidized both to the customer and to the insurance company. But Congress had to actually appropriate the money for the subsidies for the insurance company. Congress did not do that, and this administration went ahead and issued those payments anyway. A federal judge yesterday, Logan, ruled that that was unconstitutional. It's a big win for separation of powers. It's a big defeat for Obamacare. It's going to be appealed, and the ruling is on hold until then. But there are ways to specifically answer Van's question that you push back. You don't have to go to conspiracy theories. You take them to court. You challenge on the merits of the law. We do it all of the time. And this week, Logan, that was a big victory for the rule of law.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that answered your question, Van. Gave you a little bit of an idea. It may not go as far as you wanted to go, but there is at least movement, positive movement in that situation. Comments and questions are coming in. This one just came in from Devorah. Said, why are Americans seemingly powerless against our corrupt career politicians? Well, Devorah, I would say to that, and one of our people that are putting the comments in said the same thing. Look at America right now. Look at who has the nominations, potentially. You have Donald Trump. And then in very close second in the Democratic race, you have Bernie Sanders. So yes, well, Bernie Sanders, you would say, is a career politician. Definitely not of the norm, not even of a party, you know, in his time, really, in politics. So, you know, as much as you feel that way, I think your voice is being heard, and you're going to have that choice coming up in November. We also want to talk about the situation going on in Indiana. To give you a brief understanding of what it is, a state of Indiana just passed a common sense pro-life, you know, bill, essentially law, that outlawed selective abortions. That means abortions just because of either potential mental or physical disabilities or because of their race or sex. Pretty, you know, still a small part of the law. And look, I do want to say this to people who have questions about that. You have to take baby steps sometimes. So I know I'll always get comments because I'm usually on the other side of this doing the Facebook periscoping. Like, well, no, we should go and reverse Roe v. Wade. Well, to get to that point, you got to make certain steps. Now, the ACLU and other organizations are suing Indiana saying they can't do that. They can't, you know, Planned Parenthood's also doing that, can't limit it because of those situations. And look, it's another situation where it totally comes from what point of view you're reaching. But, you know, as Stan and I talked about before, you know, in general, a lot of these laws, and whether that's going to be stuff we're going to be talking about later, I know you guys are seeing things that are breaking, really should be, it's somewhat left up to the states. And that's sort of how I feel about this situation, especially when it comes to these sort of specific things. Than, how do you feel about that?
Well, this is a common sense law, Logan. I mean, it's stunning how far the abortion industry will go to defend any and all abortion. I mean, you mentioned in the last segment, this is personal for you. It's personal for me, too. I have two daughters. And in this country, Logan, it cannot be okay to tell my daughters that they have less value than my son does, or that before they are born, they can be aborted for no reason other than the fact that they are a girl. Of course, this law also talks about minorities and, quote, abnormalities, however that may be defined. It's common sense, but here's the truth of the matter, and people don't want to hear this, but the truth of the matter is the abortion industry looks at these state regulations through only one lens. Will it increase abortions or will it decrease abortions? And if it will decrease abortions, even because those abortions would be baby girls, then they oppose that regulation. It's as simple as that. That's why they have filed suit over this law, and that's why we're defending the state of Indiana.
That's right. We have a petition right now. Essentially, babies with disabilities or that are girls or boys or whatever you want to say, race, sex, shouldn't be able to be aborted for those kind of reasons. You can join that at ACLJ.org. Go over there. There's a button. It's easy to do. Sign the petition right now. Over 78,000, really close, 30 people away from 79,000. Let's get there before the end of the break. Come on, folks. When we come back, I want to see that number at 79,000. ACLJ.org. I guess we have time for this clip. We can do that coming back. You'll hear from the president of Planned Parenthood of Indiana after the next segment. The next segment, going to change it up a little bit. Yesterday we had on Kevin Max, lead singer of DC Talk, announcing their reunion tour. Not reunion tour, sorry. People are going to love that. Reunion cruise that's coming. But today on the show, we're going to have special guest Butch Hartman, who has had the hit television show Fairly Odd Parents on the Nickelodeon network for the last 15 years. We're celebrating that here because he's not only just a fun caller, he's a friend of the show and a listener. So we'll have him in just a moment. We'll be right back on JSEC Yo Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's difficult to imagine anyone advocating to kill babies with disabilities. But that's exactly what's happening in one state. The state of Indiana has passed a common sense pro-life law, outlawing selective abortions, killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities, or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. That's right. Now Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion ACLU are suing Indiana in federal court to stop this pro-life law. As you know, the ACLJ is front and center in defending life. We're working in Congress and in multiple federal courts to expose and stop the horrific murder and sale of aborted babies' body parts.
Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Now I can say with absolute certainty that is the first time that's ever been aired on Jay Sekulow Live, and the reason is we are joined by a listener to the broadcast and someone who I've become friendly with over the last year or two, Mr. Butch Hartman, creator of Fairly Odd Parents. Butch, thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
It's good. You know, we appreciate you coming on. You've had a great success. People that maybe don't know, people that do know, this is the 15th anniversary of Fairly Odd Parents, a cartoon that started back when I was 15. So I'm right there in the middle of it. But I started watching this show because I worked at Nickelodeon when I was 18 years old. I was an intern. And part of my job as an intern was I had to sit and babysit the parents when their kids were in the studio audience. So I had to watch all these cartoons. So I was watching the whole, you know, programming block, 3 or 4 hours a day of Nickelodeon. And the show that I just fell in love with was Fairly Odd Parents. It's a hilarious show. And why do you think this show has continued on? I mean, we have people that just popped in on Facebook and said, my son and grandchildren love the Fairly Odd Parents. I've enjoyed watching it with them. Why do you think that this is something that has now lived on 15 years, going strong, multiple movies?
You know, I think and thanks for asking. And by the way, thanks for making me feel old. You've been watching it since you were 15, so I feel very old. But, you know, I think what it comes down to in any good show, it's the writing. We really try hard to make the characters great for people to relate to. We love to put funny situations in the stories, and we just want to make a show where people can really, really get involved and just really laugh. My goal is to make people laugh. You know, a lot of shows want to teach people stuff, and I want to try and get morals in there sometimes, but I think kids are told what to do every day. And I think when they want to, I always feel when they watch my show, I want them to have a good time and kind of get away for a little while and just enjoy themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And what people may not know is also you're a man of faith. You're a strong Christian. You're very, you know, very vocal about that. In Hollywood, it's not necessarily something you hear as often. What is that like for you to be producing a show that's obviously a show that's on, you know, mainstream television networks, the biggest kids network?
Yeah, you know, it's a little challenging sometimes, only because so many people have at least don't talk about any faith at all. And when you do speak about Jesus or about your faith, it makes people uncomfortable. But once you yourself get past that and you can speak about Jesus openly, people come to accept it, and they really kind of respect it in a way, because I think, you know, when you speak the truth, people have no choice but to accept it. And we know that Jesus is the truth. And when you speak that, people will accept it. And I'm excited about that, because I try and put, you know, my show is not a Christian show, but I try and put Christian values in the show. Ideas about love and about friendship, sure, in there. And I think people really respond to it.
And a new project you have going on, which you know, I've been following since really day one, which is Noog, which is a new app the kids can get, parents can get. It's a safe place for kids to see really different, high-quality entertainment that you're producing. It's more of, seems like a passion project for you, but tell us a little about that and now how kids can even get involved themselves.
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, it's called the Noog Network with a G. It's not the Nude Network. That's a whole different network.
Yeah, N-O-O-G.
Yeah, N-O-O-G, the Noog Network. Noogs are little characters. It's an app on the iPhone store. It's an interactive television network for kids. There's live-action shows, games, there's cartoons, all original content. It's an absolutely free download on the iTunes store. And our slogan is it's a safe place for kids. If you go to the Noog Network, you can be sure your kids will get a safe environment where they can play stuff, they can watch stuff. We're constantly going, we're premiering new stuff all the time. And it really is exciting, because I've always wanted to do more than one thing at a time, and so this allows me the opportunity to do many things at once. It's really a lot of fun.
It is fun to log on there. Your family's also fairly involved. I tune into some of the shows on there, and you know, I'll see your daughters pop up acting. Has that been important to you to see? I know they both are fairly public with their faith and with what they're doing. Has it been important to kind of involve them in that conversation as well?
Oh, absolutely. We've raised our girls in the faith since they were little, and it's everybody's own choice. I mean, if my daughters didn't believe it, they wouldn't still be following, you know, Christ. But, you know, they're 18 and 20 now. They can make their own decisions. But, yeah, we love having them involved. They act in my shows. They help me write the stuff. They help me advertise the stuff. It's definitely a family affair. My wife, Julianne, is my line producer. She's my financial exec. She keeps all the money, all the expenses that we have to take care of. She handles all of that. So it's really a lot of fun. We involve a lot of our kids' friends. And right now we're just looking for people to make films for us and make cartoons, too.
Yeah, tell us what that means. So I think this is interesting, especially for those people that are watching, that their kids or even their grandkids, like someone said, that may be a fan of Fairly Odd Parents. Maybe they've been a fan like me, start at 15 or now 30. And are doing this professionally. How can people now get involved in what you're doing with your network?
What they can do is, if anybody's got an idea out there and they want to get a hold of me, I'm available on Facebook. They can message me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. I'm available anywhere. If someone's got an idea and they want to run it by me, I'm open all the time. And you know, people know how to get a hold of me. I've got a lot of followers and stuff like that. So just check me out. You'll find me on social media somewhere.
Yeah, so I think that's really interesting. That's something that you don't usually hear from people that are out there. You're wanting to help your new creative people come up with new ideas and help be a part of it and help showcase them in your own outlets potentially. And that's something usually you hear a lot of, you know, if you don't have representation, don't contact us. If you're not, you know, don't solicit. But instead, it's the opposite with that. And that's really cool, and I like that. You also have a new show coming up. Is it a new Nick show? Is that what's coming up?
Yeah, it's a brand new Nick show. It's going to be out next year. It's called Bunsen is a Beast, and it's about a little beast, a little monster named Bunsen, and he's the first beast to ever go to a human school, and he doesn't want to scare anybody. He's very sweet, very kind. So he's got a human friend named Mikey who is helping him kind of navigate his way through school. Mikey just wants to get through school without getting hurt. But when he meets Bunsen, he kind of turns his life upside down, and Mikey gets to learn about the world of monsters. It's a lot of fun. We get to make our own monsters, our own rules. It's really, really fun.
When should we anticipate that premiering?
Oh, I think it's going to premiere after January of 2017.
All right, so keep an eye out on Nickelodeon for that. Butch, well, we'll definitely tell everyone, and I'll push after this, everything that you're doing. Really appreciate you coming on, and thanks for listening also. You know, I think this is a cool way to connect. I know that we've talked before about topics that we've brought up on the air, and it's nice to know. California is obviously a big location for us, but nice to know there are people out there changing the world for kids and adults out there that are listening. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Logan. I appreciate it. You guys have a great show. And say hi to your dad for me.
I absolutely will, Butch. Thanks a lot for chiming in. See, that's what the good part about Jay Sekulow Live when I'm hosting. You know, if this was the show hosted by dad, there's a decent chance I could get Butch on. But when it's me, you got no choice.
100% chance.
100% chance. Fairly Odd Parents, again, 15-year celebration. If you don't know the show and you just want a good laugh, check it out. It's on Nickelodeon. You'll have a lot of fun watching it. My son has just started watching it, starts to like it. My wife and I enjoy it. So again, Butch, we want to have him on to promote his network, Noog, N-O-O-G. And really, if you want to be a part of it, they want people to go in, make short films for him, be a part of that conversation. Great way to do it. Just reach out to Butch. It's awesome. You don't ever hear that with people in Hollywood that want to help. But I think that's you know, largely to do with people of faith, people with conviction that want to help out others as well. All right. We're going to be taking a lot of calls. You on hold and others. When we get back, the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live continues. We're going to get deeper into these issues. And I want to hear your thoughts and feedback. 1-800-684-3110. We're still talking about the glitch, the Indiana law. We're going to be breaking some Iran news here as well. We'll be talking about that coming up. There's lots of ways you can get the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. Join us. If you're on SiriusXM, you're good. Lock it in. You're good for the rest of the hour. But if you want to still interact, and your network doesn't carry the full hour, log on over to ACLJ.org for a television-style broadcast. Go to Facebook.com/JaySekulow for a interactive version. You get your comments in. We'll read your comments on the air. Potentially, we talk to you during the breaks and show exclusive videos. Same with Periscope. Go download the Periscope app and find it there. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. And obviously, the ACLJ app is now available on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and Roku devices. Subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, and we'll be right back with the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live.
The state of Indiana has passed a common sense pro-life law outlawing selective abortions, killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad. Second half hour of the broadcast. Thank you guys all for joining us on Facebook, Periscope, obviously on the radio. I got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take some of those in this segment and obviously coming up, but we are talking about a few different topics. Now, Than mentioned in the break, there is some sort of semi-breaking news on the Iran situation. Than, why don't you give everybody a little bit of an update?
Yeah, well, you were actually talking to Butch there. I got a notice from Speaker Ryan. There is going to be a hearing in the House Oversight Committee next Tuesday. It's chaired by Jason Chaffetz, talking about this situation involving the glitch that we've been talking about. I think they're going to invite Ben Rhodes to testify. If you remember, Logan, he's the National Security Advisor that told the New York Times they basically lied to the press to sell the Iranian deal on things like anytime, anywhere access and the rest. So there will be a hearing in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. I suspect that Ben Rhodes will probably reject that invitation. They will likely have other witnesses. But I think it's a good sign here. The House, at least, is going to follow up on this. We'll work with them in our FOIA request. But they're going to try to get to the bottom of it, and it's going to start next Tuesday.
All right, let's hear from Josh Earnest himself. This is from yesterday, bite number 43.
And so let's have Chairman Chaffetz get to the bottom of this. Maybe the American people do want to actually understand the Republican false narrative about the Iran deal. So we would welcome the opportunity for those members of Congress to explain themselves. The truth is, what the administration has said about the Iran deal, what Mr. Rhodes has said about the Iran deal, what the President of the United States has said about the Iran deal, has come true.
Well, there you go. The words from the man himself, Josh Earnest. Like I've always said, I feel kind of bad for Josh Earnest. I feel like he's given things that are like specific comments to go in and say, all right, this is what your comments are, obviously. And he has to look at him and go, this again, oh, this is what we have to deal with. Let's go ahead and take a call. A lot of calls are coming in. And let's find a good one here. Let's go to Sherry in Illinois talking about this Indiana law. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, Logan.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a twin like you. And my mother gave birth to us, and me and my twin sister were 3 months premature. The doctor told my mom before they put her under the anesthesia the child was going to be dead. She was going to have a stillborn daughter. And then when my mom woke up, she had twins, and the doctors told her, well, they're going to be vegetables. They probably won't live overnight. You should just put them in an institution. Well, my twin sister lived to be 30, and I'm 58, and I have 2 college degrees.
Yeah,
that doctor absolutely. Is absolutely 100% wrong.
Yeah, and you know, we hear that all the time. There's all, you know, these situations. Look, I'm not a twin, to clarify that. My brother is older than me. He's 3 years older, but I do have twin daughters. And look, a lot of the information, we saw some of the best, and overall, everything went well. The kids were in the NICU for a couple weeks. But some of the things they could tell us before the children were born didn't end up being exact. You know, whether that's the weight of the child, whether that's the size of the child, the length. You know, they were saying the baby's going to be 5 pounds. It came out 3 pounds. You know, these are things that are not exact yet. So to put and make it totally fine to abort a child based on what you think is coming, whether that's race or gender, obviously, those are pretty clear. You can probably know this. But when it comes to disabilities or issues or special needs that could happen in the future, you just really don't know. I mean, there are certain things, obviously, they can say, yes, this is 100%. But like I said, the situation you had where it seemed like one was making it. Look, my daughter came out. She didn't get nutrients for 2 weeks. So we had to have the baby 6 weeks early. And that's because she had an issue with her and the umbilical cord attaching incorrectly. You know, that could have been an easy situation where they would have said this could be an issue. And that's why we got to stand up for this Indiana law. Go to ACLJ.org. You know, I wanted to break 79,000. We did that before the last break. We had 79,000. Now we're over 79,354. Let's get that to 80,000 by the time we're back from break. How about that? Let's try to do that. 700 of you, log on to ACLJ.org. Get us over 80,000. Stand up for babies, disabilities, special needs, or even race and gender. Do that now, ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more on Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking more calls in the next few seconds.
It's difficult to imagine anyone advocating to kill babies with disabilities. But that's exactly what's happening in one state. The state of Indiana has passed a common sense pro-life law, outlawing selective abortions. Killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities, or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. That's right. Now Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion ACLU are suing Indiana in federal court to stop this pro-life law. As you know, the ACLJ is front and center in defending life. We're working in Congress and in multiple federal courts to expose and stop the horrific murder and sale of aborted babies' body parts. Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. A lot of people are signing that petition right now. I'm going to go check to see what the current number is, but I want you guys to sign on. Let's break 80,000. We got about 500 left. Go over there. ACLJ.org. Stand up for this situation. Let's take some more calls, though. Some of you guys have been holding for a while, and I appreciate it. Let's go to Pam calling from Macon, Georgia. Been there many times. To Macon, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to know why Hillary hasn't been arrested for breaking the Information Act of 1953. Every federal employee signs that Information Act, and part of that Information Act says that you will not send government documents. It doesn't matter whether it's classified or not. You will not send a government document via personal email. The first thing Hillary said was that, oh, I didn't know that I couldn't do that. She signed that piece of paper. Well, every federal employee in this country,
Pam,
is mad.
Yeah, Pam, I can't say specific the 1953 law really specifically mentioned email, but to that effect, I don't know the details of even that specific piece of paper, but Thane could probably chime in a little bit. There hasn't been a specific, whether it's, there hasn't really even been a hearing, it hasn't gotten even to that far yet. What are the current updates, Thane, where we are when it comes to Hillary Clinton and the email scandal?
Well, I would say two things. First of all, the main excuse that Hillary Clinton and her camp has used has been that they took classified markings off a lot of these emails. And where Pam is correct is that that doesn't change anything about the nature of the classification of the content. And Secretary Clinton is obligated, according to the form that she signed, to know what classified information is and to keep that information secure. So just the fact that a heading was removed does not remove her obligations in that regard. But here's where we're at. Director Comey from the FBI has told us that he is going to complete this investigation as quickly as he can do responsibly. He's not going to be held to a political calendar, but he is going to continue that investigation. And by the way, it has gotten very close to Secretary Clinton. They are now questioning one of her top advisors, Cheryl Mills. So we won't know where it's going to go prosecuting wise until that investigation is complete. And then, of course, the attorney general could decline to actually prosecute. But where we're at right now is that investigation stage at the FBI. They are going to complete that and they will make a recommendation to the Department of Justice.
Also, some interesting news came out this morning. As we've been getting for the last few months, really, the State Department, as they clear emails that people are requesting from FOIA requests and other things, they're releasing them on Fridays. So a lot of times they get lost in the news cycle. But we did have some new emails get released. I believe it was last night or this morning. So sometime this weekend hours that in these emails, it was between Secretary Clinton and Cheryl Mills, who Than just referenced. And they were having trouble getting a connection on a secure phone line. And what is coming up out of these emails is Secretary Clinton then says to Cheryl Mills, "I give up. Just call me on my home number." So that could bring a new level of intrigue into this as people question, did she really care about the security of the information? Right. If they were trying to get this phone call on a secure line, why then just say, "I give up. Call me on my home number"?
Right. I guess, is this all laziness? You know, and that's going to be a big, big question. That doesn't make it right. If it is laziness, we can't get a secure line. Just call me at home. I can't get this, you know, White House email to work. The server's bad. Email me on Hotmail, Lycos, something like that. Let's take another call. Let's go to Jim in Bellevue, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes. One of my questions I have, having been a business owner and also a pastor, I have a question regarding the liability involved in this this bill where the restrooms are open to both male and female.
Sure.
Or people who they're not really sure. Down here in Florida, they have a term called fluid, where people can make up their minds whether male or female. So
your question is what's your specific question in relation to this?
The question is this: what is the liability to the business, and could it possibly afford a reversal of the bill because of the liabilities posed for a business or a church?
Well, I don't know the specifics, and I'll be honest with you that nothing really is in place yet. These are all conversations that are happening. These are statements being made. These are statements when it comes to the president is making a statement for schools. Nothing is the law yet, and should the federal government be in the business of bathrooms? I'm not so sure about that when it comes to schools. You know, there's a lot of people. There was executive directive on schools today that came out, not businesses, saying that the U.S. directed the public schools to allow the use and access to restrooms to however they see fit. Now, regardless of how you feel about that, it's just whether the federal government should be even able to you know, put that kind of pressure. And I, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the proper answer is to that, Jim, because I don't think the answers are available yet. We don't know how this entire situation is going to turn out. What I would say is keep listening to the broadcast. Call us back when we know whether that law in North Carolina gets struck down or whether, you know, all these situations happen, whether this statement made by the president and the administration does anything. We'll know that as time progresses. But right now, it's a little open-ended, unless anyone else have any thoughts or feedback on that. Yeah, it's right now just in the court's hands, and we'll just have to see how it goes. Let's go to Joel in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, Logan. That last segment with Butch Hartman sort of reminded me of the times when I watched Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom, both his creation.
I'm raising my bottle of water to Danny Phantom right now. That's the year I worked there. I loved Danny Phantom. Hopefully, you know, all the fans out there wanted to come back. But Joel, go ahead.
Okay. In my case, I'm commenting because there's an irony that this the left-wing sort of uprising, this rising of the left-wing sort of ideals to both the transgender bathroom and the abortion proliferation. Abortion, like making it more open, it sort of promises to people that it makes people more liberated to be fluid of their gender or to be liberated from having the need to carry a child. But in all honesty, it's more or less like slavery or something like you have you or it's not really liberating. It's
right when
more
it comes
or less
down,
oppressive.
When it comes, yeah, that is sort of the odd bit. I'll definitely stick with the abortion issue on this. Is there is that sense of almost anti-liberal views in the point that it's liberal. It's like so far liberal, and we hear that for a lot of issues. It's so far to the left that it ends up being almost an extreme form of you know, I don't even know the proper word.
Authoritarianism.
Yeah. Where it's, you know, it's so liberal to the point that it goes back the other way around to where you get really tough. And when it comes to the abortion issue, like this one, like, do you feel like the typical stance of the ACLU would be that you could kill someone because of their race, because of their gender, because they have special needs? No, but because it's abortion, it's a different situation. And you're absolutely right. And we do have that petition right now. I'm going to check the numbers and see where we are. And this is what, the title of the petition. You'll find it on our website, is Babies with Disabilities Shouldn't Be Murdered. And however way you want to phrase it, go on there and sign. 79,540 of you have done that. And I want that. We have one more segment coming up after this. And I want that by the end of the show to be at 80,000. I know you can do it. ACLJ.org. We're going to hear also, let's do it now. Let's hear from Betty Cockrum, the president and CEO. This is of the Planned Parenthood of Indiana.
It's time for Governor Pence to get out of our doctor's offices and stay out of our doctor's offices. We find this law abysmal. It is intrusive. It is dangerous. It is failed public health policy.
Well, there you go. Because any restriction on abortion to them is somehow the end of the world. Let's hear finally also from Ken Falk of the ACLU of Indiana before we get to our final segment.
This statute does something that the United States Supreme Court has said repeatedly cannot be done. It is an attempt by the state of Indiana to interfere with and actually prohibit a woman's right to determine whether or not to have an abortion.
Says it pretty clear, folks. Doesn't matter if it's about specific things like race, gender, special needs. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. We find this law abysmal, is what the Planned Parenthood president said. Really? An anti-discrimination law is abysmal? Not something you hear every day. Well, we have only one line open right now, but I'm sure those lines will clear up because some people are being screened right now. We want to hear from you in this rapid-fire round coming up in the next segment at 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Look, these issues hit home for us, whether it's even the situation in Iran, whether that's the situation in Indiana, or obviously everything that we've covered here today, whether it's the glitch. Because look, we're a media company. And somewhat, we're a nonprofit organization. We have a media wing. I'm the head of the media wing. It's insulting to people like us to say those things are glitches when everyone who knows, heck, your kid with an iPhone and iMovie knows he could do that edit himself. So it didn't have to be some skilled editor to go in there and make that edit. For all we know, it was an intern with an iPhone. It doesn't make it any better. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. All the lines are... No, we have one line open still. 1-800-684-3110. Logan, Than, and Will are here filling in on this Friday the 13th. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Let's do a rapid fire round coming up right after this on Jay Sekulow Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It's difficult to imagine anyone advocating to kill babies with disabilities. But that's exactly what's happening in one state. The state of Indiana has passed a common sense pro-life law, outlawing selective abortions, killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities, or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. That's right. Now Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion ACLU are suing Indiana in federal court to stop this pro-life law. As you know, the ACLJ is front and center in defending life. We're working in Congress and in multiple federal courts to expose and stop the horrific murder and sale of aborted babies' body parts. Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Well, it's Friday, folks. Little Alabama for you. Also, Jay Sekulow, supporters, met Alabama a couple years ago, and we went to a meet and greet, and they didn't know we were coming. Gave Dad a hug. Said, "Oh man, I watch you on Fox all the time, Randy Owen." So that's a little side note, little story about Alabama. Will just saw them last night. I'm jealous. We are taking a lot of calls. This is the rapid fire round, but I did want to kind of address what Dan was. We were talking about the break. We were talking a lot about how this really could have been a non-story when it comes to the glitch. And again, this is an issue where 6 minutes of video disappeared, and in that it was talked about when the conversations with Iran really began. And we found out that actually started pre-revolution. It started back in 2011, I believe. 2011, is that right?
It was mid 2012, I believe, is when it actually started getting more underway with.
Yeah, under a regime that was, if this one is not friendly, that was really not friendly. A lot of death to America, death to Israel, you know, a lot of those type of language coming out of that version of Iran. But we were talking to them. Mysteriously, that bit was edited out. And the story that's kind of become, which is odd, and Dan, I kind of think we do need to reframe this, is the story that we've been talking about is the glitch. The fact they're lying about it, saying it's a glitch. But really the story is what they edited out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the cover-up has become the story, and there's news there. I mean, you should not be able to cover up a deletion like this. The deletion shouldn't happen. But the real story here, Logan and Will, is the fact that Ben Rhodes, a national security advisor, was lying to the press and lying to the American public about what was actually in the Iranian deal, things like whether or not the United States and the other countries negotiating could actually investigate Iran's nuclear sites. Ben Rhodes admitted to the New York Times that he essentially lied to the press about that substance. That is a legitimate news story. On the video issue, I really think we wouldn't be talking about it today if Jen Psaki had just told James Rosen, listen, somebody made a mistake. We're going to find out who it was. We're going to put that video back up. It should not have happened. But they tried to cover it up. They said it was a glitch. They did not claim responsibility. And that's what made it such a big story. It was another lie.
Yeah, they double down always, it seems like, on these things that are absolutely ridiculous. They don't make any sense, but they have to double down on them every time and say, yes, I believe it's a glitch. Now it's, as far as I know, it's a glitch right now. Right now, I believe it's a glitch. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But right now, I believe it's a glitch. That's how they're spewing this nonsense, and we have to just take it. It's ridiculous. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Do we actually have a clip from that? I'm sure Will can find the bite. Because in that, isn't there an interchange where he essentially says, so it's your policy that we can lie, that you can lie to us. I'm sure we'll find that bite. Oh, we got it. Bite number one? Oh, yeah, I probably should read that. Bite number one. Go ahead.
James, I have no new information for you today on the timing of when there were any discussions with any Iranian officials.
Let me try it one last way, okay. Jen, and I appreciate your indulgence.
Sure.
Is it the policy of the State Department where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations is concerned to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
There you go, folks. That's what was cut out. Saying that essentially, yes, secrecy needs to be there for diplomacy. Devorah said on Facebook, she said, isn't there a requirement for these politicians to be honest? Michelle just said, sick of lies and corruption. Minerva said, glitch, excuse, simply an excuse to cover up the truth. Absolutely. We got a lot of calls. We're going to do our best to get to as many of them as possible. I apologize if we don't get to everybody today. Lori, Grand Rapids, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling. You had a comment about the abortion issue for special needs. I have a son who's 18 who has Down syndrome and autism. And I was always struck when he was little when people would ask me if I had testing done before he was born. And would say, and I'd say no, and they'd say, well, yeah, because you have to be so careful because sometimes the doctors are wrong. And I always felt like that devalued my son's life when they said that, as if aborting him, had they known he had Down syndrome, is okay, but aborting him, if he was perfectly healthy, was wrong. And I was always shocked that people didn't get that when they said that to me.
I feel the same way. Look, we had to change doctors because we got kind of pressured the first time into doing some of those tests. There's nothing wrong with doing those tests, but a proper doctor will even tell you there are a lot of false positives in those. So you have to be careful. 79,729 of you so far have signed on to that petition. We are under 300 away from hitting 80,000. Come on, folks. 3.5 minutes left on the broadcast. Go over there, ACLJ.org. Let's move on. Try to get to as many as possible. All right, let's take some comments on Facebook. This comes from Michelle. She said, I live in Indiana, and I love Governor Pence and what he's done for our state. Abortion is wrong no matter what. Well, Michelle, that's not even the question right now. Like I said, baby steps here. This is a baby step. But thank you for your comments so much. This is from Minerva, said glitches, excuses, praying for justice, sick of lies and corruption. A lot of comments have come in. People that were saying about signing the petition, yeah, you can sign the petition still. We're going to cross that 80,000 mark, I'm sure, by the end of the show. And you can do that at ACLJ.org. This just came from Adelie, who said, well, sign after. I don't want to miss anything. Well, you know what? I appreciate that, but I also would appreciate you going over there and signing that petition. Love the show. Thank you so much. Again, lots of people who have chimed in. And you can be a part of that conversation each and every day on Facebook, Monday through Friday. We do broadcast the program every day. And you can be a part of it on Facebook and on Periscope. And get your comments in. If you can't call in, you have the time. You can also be a part of the conversation and talk to people throughout the day. This one came in at a mention that said, I never realized you're Jay's son. How nice of you to work with your dad. Well, yes, I am Jay's son, and so is Jordan. So good on you. All right, let's move on. Lisa is calling, final call in Idaho.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
My question is about Donald Trump. Do you think he will honor his promises to the American people and not become a Washington corrupt bureaucrat?
You never know where people are going to stand. And we've kind of talked about this, interestingly enough, is he is the art of the deal. And the man typically stands for the deals he makes. You know, I'm not supporting or endorsing or not endorsing Donald Trump. That's not something we do here on the broadcast. But what I can say is this. Wouldn't it be funny and a little ironic that if the man to defund Planned Parenthood, because he said he would be Donald Trump. That'd be quite interesting. It's an interesting world we live in, folks. Someone who's not necessarily you think of as the most pro-life. I'd say he'd tell you he's very pro-life. I'm extremely pro-life, but, you know, has some exemptions. Definitely wasn't as pro-life as some of the people who ran with him. But could go out there and do it. Lisa, there's no way to know. Like I've also said, when you get out there day one into the Oval Office, things change. And some things change for the better. Some campaign promises you realize aren't possible to keep. And none of us will know what that feeling is like. Unless a future president is listening. And then give me a call when you're president. I'd like to know. Come on the show.
And one thing to Lisa's question about politicians standing up to corruption in the bureaucracies, one thing I can guarantee you is that the ACLJ will continue to stand up. If you've read the book Undemocratic by Jay Sekulow, you know that.
Absolutely. We're not towing a party line here, folks. We're not towing a party line. If you read Undemocratic, my dad's book, it goes after everybody in this red tape disaster that happens in Washington. Check out Undemocratic, available at bookstores nationwide on Amazon.com. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. A little fun, a little different. Hope you guys liked it. My dad and my brother will be back Monday, so you'll have back to a little bit more of your normal programming. But as I check that petition right now, we are at 79,819. By the time this rolls over and you guys are hearing this, I want to be at 80,000. So in 30 seconds or less, log on over to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now. It really could help out what we're doing here to defend babies with special needs, but maybe different race, maybe different gender than you prefer. But those babies have just as right to live as any others. Again, aclj.org. We'll talk to you next week.
The state of Indiana has passed a common-sense pro-life law outlawing selective abortions, killing babies simply because they may face potential mental or physical disabilities or because of their race or sex. But there's opposition to this law. Now we're going to federal court in Indiana to defend Indiana's pro-life law. You can play a vital role. Sign on to our amicus brief right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.